one of the areas that we were trying to work through was in a partnership to actually purchase some of the lots down in the Northridge development. And that's how we were going to provide the incentive in that neighborhood. As we worked through it, it became a lot more complex, and so we wanted to really keep it a little bit more simple. And how we're going to do that is just to include the Northridge development in the infill housing program that we have developed previously. And we'll also likely consider adding another $200,000 to that program so we can do a total of $400,000 up to 20 houses through that program. I do think this is the first of a few different steps that we'll look to make some amendments to the infill housing program. Another amendment that we're looking at is the housing cap, but we need to work through some components because really with the enabling language at the state level, we're really restricted on how much we can incentivize housing. And so we're working through that. And so I would expect here in the next few weeks to also looking at some amendments on that cap.